Earlier this year, Revenue Minister Judith Collins announced a planned crackdown on tax avoidance by multinational corporations. The crackdown will focus on certain loopholes which allow businesses to legally move money out of New Zealand's jurisdiction. However, the announcement did not mention changing the rules on negative gearing, which allows for tax write-offs based on short-term losses. I asked Deborah Russell, Labour candidate for New Lynn and senior taxation lecturer at Massey University, just what negative gearing is and how people can take advantage of it.
Negative gearing is the practice whereby you can make a loss on your rental property and then write that loss off against your other income. So if you earn salary or wages, you can take your rental property loss and deduct it from your salary or income, in effect, for tax purposes, and end up paying less tax. It's a standard practice in terms of measuring income. So yes, it's completely acceptable if you look at the overall income that someone earns, and it's the way that we tax all income in New Zealand. What we do is we add up all the income you earn and then we tax it. So in this case, it's completely reasonable from a purist point of view to add up the rental loss and in effect then tax the lesser amount overall.
And how can people take advantage of it to avoid tax?
It's not so much avoiding tax as reducing their tax bill. One of the best ways to increase the amount of negative gearing you can engage in would be to mortgage up your rental properties and increase the interest bill so that you could then write it off against your other income. It is not tax avoidance at all. It is just structuring your affairs to pay the least tax possible.
And what are we talking about sort of as a dollar figure per year?
Well, I put in an Official Information Act request on this last year, and as far as we can tell from this, there was about 650 million of rental property losses made in the year to 31 March 2015. Now, those are slightly tentative figures because it takes a while for the actual figures to be finalised by IRD, but that's around about the order of money. So that's about $200 million of tax money, perhaps. Now, you can do a lot with $200 million.
And what can government...